you see on film from Jacksonville?
Fast players. Their defense is definitely fast. They like to get around the ball, make some plays. And they got a lot of big guys, too. So they got speed. They're big, and they're physical. So we got to be ready. We got to be prepared, and we got to go out there ready.
Julian was saying how you guys have played 60 minutes, but you haven't played well for a full 60 minutes. How much is that a point of emphasis?
That's a huge point of emphasis. You can't just go out there, and just dazzle around and for 10 minutes of the game and play hard for 50 minutes. So you got to play all 60 minutes hard. You got to be ready for all 60 minutes of the game. The game's not over until it's over, from the first play to the last play. So you got to go out there. You got to be mentally and physically ready. So when when all 60 minutes come, you're ready to play.
How important is it for that 60 minutes for you guys to get off to that fast start that you've been trying to get off?
It's always crucial to get off to a fast start. Get you ahead, get you rolling as a team, gets everyone on the same page. So definitely always want to start fast and definitely put a cruel point to that to always start fast.
How good has Tom been getting you guys in the right matchups at the line? Being able to kind of size you guys up to put you guys on the right guys?
Yes, he's doing a great job doing that, finding the players to find matchups to get open. And also you got to give credit to the coaching staff, too, for calling the formations, the plays, to know where to get the guys to get open and to get down the field to make a play or a run play or whatever. So definitely tip our hats off to our coaches and Tom adjusting to everything during the game.
Yesterday, Bill described your leadership skills as underrated. At this point in your career, do you look at yourself as a leader on this team?
Yes, definitely look at myself as a leader on this team, for sure. I mean, some players are vocal leaders and some are more quiet leaders, and I just like to go out there and just do everything right. Do my job, go out in the weight room, work hard, and show these young kids what it takes to get to the next level, to keep pushing your body, to get to where you need to be. So when you go out on game day, you're ready and you're prepared.
Rob, he went on and on for about 2.5 minutes, praising you up and down. Does he only do that for us, or does he actually tell you that some of that sometimes?
No, he definitely only does it for you guys. but coming from him, it's definitely flattering. Getting such a high praise from Coach. I mean, I have the most outright respect for him. And everything he does, and his coaching abilities, which are top of the board there. So everything he says, you want to listen to, because it's always a good point. He always has a good coaching point. So definitely love listening to him, and I'm taking what I have and bringing it out there on the field and doing what I got to do.
Rob, he's been in a good mood. He seems like he's been in a good mood. He's around us.
Hopefully so. I mean, everyone loves when he's in a good mood. I'm not even thinking about the bye week. I mean, we got the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's all we're worried about. They got a good football team. They're going to be coming in hot and hungry, so we got to be ready and we got to be prepared.
Rob, what are your thoughts on another matchup with Sergio Brown?
Well, he's a good player. I have respect for how he prepares for the game, how hard he works, and him as a player. So it's not just about Sergio Brown, though. It's about the whole defense as a whole, too.
Is it fun when you have guys that kind of yappy you a little bit? Do you enjoy that?
It could be fun depending on how the game's going, what part of the game it is, what quarter, what's the score and all that. So it's always part of the game. The emotions always come flying high with the game when it comes down on Sunday. Due to all the hitting, all the competing and out there out in the field. So, but sometimes I do like the yapping. Sometimes I give it. Sometimes I get it. So it's just all part of the game.
Sometimes you throw guys out of the club, too.
I mean, emotions are flying high that day. But but I got nothing but respect for Sergio. He's a great player. And we just got to go out there and worry about the Jacksonville Jaguars as a whole.
Speaking of the Jags, as far as their defense, the fact that their head coach used to be with Seattle, do you see any similarities as far as like sets and the defensive backfield and whatnot?
Oh, yeah, they definitely got some similarities due to that reason. And we just got to go out there, and do what we got to do. But they got players just like players in Seattle, and that's what I mean. They're big, fast, just like Seattle was. So It's going to be a good game.
When a player comes here, whether it's a first-year player or a veteran player, do they have any idea what it's like to be here as opposed to other teams, what they're going to go through as a Patriot?
I mean, I couldn't tell you because I've never been on another team, so I'm not sure where they're coming from, how everything works, where they were coming from. But I would say that you're always in for a surprise when you come here. I mean, you're just not going to know everything right away, how everything works when you come here. So you just got to go under someone's wing, kind of, if you just got here, just see how everything works and just basically just come in and just do what you got to do and listen and work hard.
Tom Brady has a chance to reach a historic milestone on Sunday, and as do you. You could become the fifth tight end in history to hit the 60 career touchdowns mark. And I know that you guys don't really talk about milestones on this team, but after everything you've been through with this team, how much do you credit them for putting you also in this position to have the success you've had here?
I mean, we're definitely not worried about those milestones, but in other aspect, definitely got to give a lot of credit to this organization, from the top to bottom, to putting me in this position where I am now to come out and compete every single day, go out every single game, be able to have my number called to make plays, block, whatever it is, just take pride in what I got to do. It's definitely a blessing to have the opportunity here to do all that.
Rob, yesterday Belichick said that you were one of the best run blockers on the team, regardless of position. I'm wondering if, you know, you take as much enjoyment in run blocking as you do in catching passes, catching touchdowns, all that.
For sure. I mean, I believe that the run game helps out the pass game a lot. Definitely play action too. It helps out. So I love run blocking to get the running backs. It's just as good as a feeling as like catching a touchdown, making a big play in the run game. But don't get me wrong, I don't like run blocking every single time, as I don't like running out for a route every single time. I like a good balance. I like doing both, and I think that's what comes with being a tight end.
I heard Rodney Harrison say the other day that he thought, we all expect his opinion, you had the potential to be the greatest tight end of all time. I don't think you'll think in those terms as a young player, but that's quite a compliment. What he thinks you can be.
Yes, I mean, that's an unbelievable compliment. But as what I got to do, I just got to take every day, just one day at a time, and just worry about what I got to do every single week and not worry about stuff like that and just try and be the best player I can be every single week.